101.1 FM, 1400 KSPT, and 1450 KBFI.
The opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts and their guests, and not of Blue Sky Broadcasting.
Well, Mr. Booth Announcer, in my opinion...
You know, this is not my opinion. All of these are the opinions of Blue Sky Broadcasting.
Hi again, everybody, and... Oh, are these mics on?
Oh, shoot. Are we on?
Hi again, everybody. Welcome back aboard our local hour here on North Idaho Radio, KSPT, KBFI, Sandpoint, Bonner's Ferry, and anywhere you are. It is Wednesday. I'm your host, Bob Witte, with my lovely co-host, Ricky, with
Hello.
Us. And quick reminder that any of these programs that we have, any of our regular programming and any of our irregular programming, which is our local hour, can be streamed live, northidahoradio.com. So if you haven't already checked that out, do so, northidahoradio.com, meaning that anywhere you are, like say you're at your office going, I don't have a radio at the office, but I want to listen to that show. You just get out your laptop and listen to the show.
Whoa.
And you can just like if you say, oh, I heard that so-and-so had a guest yesterday. Like Glenn LaFay was on yesterday from North 40. Like, I heard about Glenn's show. I want to learn all about fishing. You can go into our archives and listen to yesterday's show.
Wow.
Yeah.
Isn't that exciting?
So let's talk about fishing for the next hour.
Totally.
Let's not do that. It is okay, North Idaho Wednesday, North Idaho Hump Day. Time for yet another award-winning caliber edition of Ricky's Top 10, the weekly radio talk show where we take a look at a top 10 subject on something that's pertinent to what's happening in the world. So today we'll look at the top 10 most disastrous things to have happened so far in 2020. Number 10. First, there was New Year's Day. And it went downhill ever since. Actually, let's not do that. Let's do something a lot more cheery. Let's see. What's something good that's happening recently? Oh, yeah. Father's Day was last Sunday. Had a good day. I could do my top 10 favorite Father's Day gifts I received, but that's not happening. So forget that. Oh, and the day before Father's Day was the first official day of summer.
Oh,
and we're having some sensational summer weather this
sure
week.
Are.
And with the summer weather, people get thirsty. And when people get thirsty, they tend to want to drink something.
Mm-hmm.
So how about we take a look at Ricky's top 10 favorite summer beverages?
Oh, excellent idea.
Is that a good idea?
I think I can handle
that. Can you come
that
up with 10 real quick?
Yeah.
Sounds refreshing anyway. And as always, we're bringing in a special guest expert host. We traveled the world, the globe.
The globe.
Looking for the world's most renowned expert on all things summer beverage-like. And today we'll be joined by none other than Josh Volkman. He'll be coming to us on the phone as he's locked away in a bunker somewhere, hiding from the virus or the unrest or whatever. Just kidding. He's in his shop right here in Sandpoint.
He's working. He's busy.
Yeah, he's very, very busy. We'll tell you about his business, too, today and why they're so busy and what's going on. So top 10 favorite summer beverages. Looking forward to that. What else is going on in the world? Let's see, Schweitzer Mountain Resort. Speaking of summer, they're ready for some summer fun starting Friday.
Mm.
They have their scenic chairlift rides. It's easy to social distance on chairlifts.
It sure is.
You're really far away from anybody else.
It's posted all their sanitization routines that they're doing. So
They're being very, very responsible.
It'll be good.
They didn't have the 7B Sunday because that was impossible to social distance with those huge crowds. So I still think even if you pay for the chairlift rides, it's well worth it.
Oh, definitely.
On a beautiful summer day. It's one of the funnest things to do. There's also mountain biking, hiking, climbing wall, monkey jumper.
So what now?
Not sure what the monkey jumper is. sluice box.
Uh-huh.
I guess it's like a juice box with alcohol. Sluice.
Oh, that sounds fun.
I don't know. And more. Activities run daily from 11 till 5, weather permitting, of course. And that will start this Friday at Schweitzer Mountain Resort and run through September the 7th. More information, schweitzer.com. So, exciting to see that happening. And that is, again, starting on Friday. Also Friday, Hope Partners in Education are hosting a summer fling at Hope Elementary. That's in Hope. Everyone is invited. Friday night yard sale and bake sale from 3 until 7. Saturday's annual fundraiser runs from 8 in the morning until 1 in the afternoon. There's a bake sale, car wash, barbecue, all that kind of stuff happening at Hope Elementary this Friday and Saturday. Also, the Shauna Dees is back on the water and taking reservations for the season. Sunset dinner and eagle watching cruise is happening. You can see eagle nesting areas, go out on the island, see bald eagles and their eaglets. Bring your own binoculars. There's complimentary desserts and our appetizers. Reservations encouraged. Departs at 6:30 p.m. from City Beach. Fare is generally $31, $29 for us seniors, $27 for ages 3 to 12, like Ricky, and free for ages 2 and under. You can go to Lake Pondere Cruises. That's Pondere like in the lake. LakePondereCruises.com. Well, people get confused, especially tourists.
It's true.
Well, I'm in Pondere.
Believe me, I have to correct their pronunciation of Pondere all day, every day.
LakePondereCruises.com. And what else is going on? Farmers Market, of course, continues this Saturday. Now, what's the latest from them? Are they considering moving back to Farm and Park?
No.
No.
Because of the recent spike in numbers, they actually just announced today that they are staying in the parking lot and remaining distanced as they have been. There will be more vendors coming and a couple of vendors who are temporarily shut down, but they will definitely be back in the parking lot for the remaining weeks ahead.
Yeah, because there has been a spike of 5 or 6 new cases in Bonner County, in Sandpoint, to be more specific, most of them all attending the same party.
Right, so, and it's definitely a community spread situation more than individual.
If you're planning parties with the general public,
don't
think about that. Just think about that. A bunch of people went to the same party and got sick. So just a thing. What else is going on? Winery has live music all weekend. The Matchwood Brewing is bringing on Saturday the Powers. They're really great. It's a couple and a backup band behind them. So it's pretty cool stuff. And let's see, winery, brewery. I understand there's live music this weekend at McDuff's Beer Hall. I don't have the lineup just yet. And there is going to be Saturday live jazz in Bonner's Ferry.
Oh.
I think this is the first music I've heard of in Bonner's Ferry since all of this has started. At the Two Tones Restaurant, they host live jazz on Saturday from 7 to 10 with Arthur and the guys from Bright Moments Jazz.
Oh.
Free and open to the public. Two Tones Restaurant, you can look them up on Facebook and find out more about them. We are going to take a break, find out some words from some of our sponsors. And we come back, we have Josh Volkman on the phone with us and Ricky's top 10 favorite summertime beverages right after this.
Trinity at City Beach is gearing up for the most exciting and challenging summer season yet and is looking for hardworking, motivated, community-minded individuals to join our team. Trinity will be hiring dining room, lounge, and kitchen staff for a fast-paced, high-volume environment on the shores of Lake Pondere. If you're interested in joining our team this summer, drop off your application and resume or call us at 208-255-7558. Stop in soon, Trinity at City Beach.
Hi there, it's Les Schwab Alignment and Brakes and Shocks and Wheels and Tires. Some tire places don't offer all that, but we do to help keep you safe. And during our Ready for Summer Tire Sale, save up to $160 on a set of 4 select tires. We're open, so stop on by or book an appointment at LesSchwab.com. Les Schwab Tires, doing the right thing matters. Limited time offer while supplies last. Actual discount amount depends on tire size and type. Cannot be combined with other offers. Details at LesSchwab.com.
The trees on your property are worth a lot more than you realize. If you own 10 or more acres of timberland, those trees represent a long-term investment, possibly worth thousands of dollars. But in recent years, weather extremes, insects, wind, and wildfires have become bigger threats to your forest. To protect that property investment, we have a solution. The experienced foresters at Idaho Forest Group are now offering free, no-obligation timberland assessments. Our foresters will walk your property and help put a long-term management plan in place to help maintain your timber's long-term health, beauty, and value. And if selective thinning is recommended, you can sell your marketable timber to Idaho Forest Group, providing income for your family. For a no-obligation assessment of your timberland by an experienced forester, visit us at idfg.com. The trees on your property are worth a lot more than you realize.
When it's 3 p.m., Jess and Renee both want an afternoon treat. So they go to McDonald's for icy cool frozen drinks and Minute Maid slushies. Only Jess's favorite is frozen Coke, while Renee's is pink lemonade slushy. But it's cool. They respect each other's choice. It's not just a drink. It's a McDonald's drink.
Make your summer pop with a Minute Maid slushy, frozen Coke, or frozen Fanta, like wild cherry and blue raspberry. Starting at $1.59. Prices and participation may vary. Limited time only.
Today, this breakfast isn't just breakfast. It might be the first McDonald's breakfast you're having at McDonald's again. This lunch might be a weekly tradition you hadn't had in weeks. And this dinner might be the first one you bought for not just you in a while. Whatever this order is for you, McDonald's will be here to take it.
Get back to your favorites on the buy one, get one for a dollar menu. Mix and match classics like a McChicken or a four-piece chicken McNuggets. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Valid for item of equal or lesser value.
North Idaho's Radio, 97.1 FM and 1450 and 1400 AM.
All right, we are back, North Idaho, Wednesday, North Idaho, hump day, time for another edition of Ricky's Top 10, and we are joined by Josh Volkman on the telephone. Josh, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you guys? Good.
Excellent.
Ricky's excellent, and I'm pretty excellent, too. It's another beautiful sort of summery day.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it is.
Enjoying the heck out of this weather we're having. Supposed to be a little cooler, maybe rain on or like 60 degrees on Sunday. But
dang it.
Saturday looks great for the Bulldog Bench Golf Tournament.
That's all I care about.
That's the important thing this week. The other important thing, Josh, is what you and your brother do for a living. Why don't we shamelessly plug your business? And what is it you guys are doing over there in the shop?
Yeti Bus. We do custom tiny living solutions. Maybe the easiest way to explain what we do here.
You do bus home renovations, basically.
But bus, vans, ambulances.
Nice.
You name it, if it's on wheels.
Decommissioned ambulances.
Yeah.
So I can customize my own ambulance?
You can.
Wow.
I've seen some of their ambulance builds. They're awesome.
They're fun little units. They've got a lot of... They're built stout, and they have a lot of... auxiliary power supply that you can tie on some fun components.
And for drivers like me, it's a lot easier to steer around than a giant school bus.
I have seen you back up, and it would be a little terrifying to throw you behind the wheel of a 40-footer.
For sure.
You know, baby steps. Start with the ambulance and then go from there. I think that would be a safe bet.
Oh, I know your brother Kyle has played off and on, mostly on bass for the Shook Twins, famous band from right here in Sandpoint. And I remember when I first got to him, and he was renovating a smaller bus so that they could use that for touring. Is that how this whole thing started?
Yeah, the namesake. That's how it all started. The original Yeti bus. He took a 7-window 1986 International school bus with a DT466 engine and converted it to run on vegetable oil. And then it went through multiple stages. The final stage was the 12-inch roof raise, and the interior that we installed. That was how we kind of got into it. And he was driving around enough, and enough people asked him, hey, what is this? Because you look at it and you don't initially think that was a school bus, because we took all the windows out, raised the roof, put in a wood stove, full kitchen, bathroom, bedroom, and living area. And we got to thinking that there was probably, we made all the mistakes on this project and had to fix them 3 or 4 times, and then had the idea of doing it professionally. And
nice.
For the past 2 years, we've been we moved shops. Originally, we were at our first shop was across the street from where we're at now. Got into the new space, and cranking them out. We're busy right now. We got 3 vans in the shop, and onward and upward.
So it's become kind of a thing, especially in light of the things that are happening in the last 3 or 4 months, that people aren't flying as much, or maybe not at all, but taking more road trips and thinking, not necessarily living, but, you know, camping and being a little more comfortable than a tent is in their
bus. It's self-sufficient, too.
So yeah. Good timing for you guys.
Yeah, it is. Definitely saw an uptick with the onset of COVID. A lot of people are calling, basically just one a van or a bus completed immediately, because mm-hmm. a lot of people are working from home and they see the possibilities of working from home, which can be on wheels based wherever they want to park it,
yeah.
you know, with cellular internet and the solar componentry that we throw on these rigs, mm-hmm. People have the flexibility really to call their home wherever they want,
yeah.
And continue to do work. And
so, John, if people want to learn more about your Yeti Bus Company and what you have to offer, and how do they get in touch with you guys?
We usually try to direct people straight to the website, yetibusbuilds.com. There you'll find a portfolio of some of the past projects we've done, along with a little description of what we do here. And there is a questionnaire that people can feel free to fill out. It goes directly to our email, gives us if they have a project that they have in mind. We get that information, and that's kind of the first step. Mm-hmm. Gets them in our systems, and we give them a call back and start the long process of getting estimates out and putting them on the schedule. Going from there.
So it's Yeti Bus Build, and it's Y-E-T-I, right?
Yeah, the Y-E-T-I-B-U-S-B-U-I-L-D-S.com.
Yes. Builds.com. Yeah. That's great. Good to hear, and congratulations on you and Kyle being successful on entrepreneurs right here in Sandpoint. So that's
I appreciate it.
Great story. Before we get to our next break, Ricky, why don't you take it over, tell us what we're going to be doing in our top 10 here today.
I forgot I was still here.
Me too.
We're going to do our top 10 favorite summer drinks. We thought about originally doing non-alcoholic drinks, but then Josh and I got together, and that would be a much more difficult list. Literally last night in the backyard having a drink and talking about this list. Josh, I don't think you've done my top 10 show before. We just go back and forth and give a little description of why you chose this thing to be in your number 10 slot. And do you feel comfortable going first?
I think I can handle it. I'm looking at my list, and I'm not quite, you know, it's pretty hard for me to classify these drinks and in
order,
best to worst, but right. You know, I'll give it a shot.
There's no real science to it. It's all basically Blue Sky Broadcasting's opinion.
And Josh, here's the bottom line: nobody cares. So just.
So what's your number 10?
Number 10 on the non-alcoholic front, just because I wanted to incorporate something that didn't have alcohol.
Yeah.
I really can't say the last time I had one, but I started out with a root beer float, you know.
Classic.
Being around 4th of July and all the rest, mm-hmm. I think it's pretty American. It sounds delicious.
And it's hard not to feel like a little kid when you're eating a root beer float, you know?
Exactly. The nostalgia.
Yeah.
It's all there.
It is. I agree. I really like when the root beer gets a little bit crystallized around the outside of the ice cream.
Oh, yeah.
That's so good.
That's one of the things I missed the most during this whole COVID thing was not only Lost in the 50s, but Lost in the 50s Friday lunchtime Columbia Bank did free smoky dogs and chips and root beer floats. It's the one I would have a year.
Yeah.
It's the one time I'd eat a hot dog all year. And the one time I'd have a root beer float. And it just made me so hungry and thirsty for that.
Mm-hmm. It's a classic.
Yeah, good one.
Speaking of classics, my number 10 is lemonade. Kind of an unbeatable summer drink. And I'm such an old lady these days, I have to water down my juice. So I really like kind of a watery lemonade. And then I also really like to put fresh strawberries. I know strawberry lemonade is like a thing, but I like to put fresh strawberries in the lemonade because it just slightly flavors it a little bit without it being too sweet. But
And the natural sugars were where it's at.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. My brother Willie and I talked about our secret ingredient whenever we made our own lemonade was rubbing a little bit of dirt in the lemons before you squeeze them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it just gave it a little earthy texture.
Sure.
Yeah, sure. And well, while we try to digest that, we are going to take our second break. And when we come back, we have Josh Volkman on the phone. Ricky's here. It's Ricky's Top 10 Favorite Summer Beverages. We'll continue here on North Idaho Radio right after this.
Since 1990, Brown's Northside Machine and Gear has been your local diesel and heavy equipment expert serving the logging, trucking, and construction industry. Now is the time to get your vehicle serviced for the summer season. So call Brown's today at 263-4643 or stop by the shop located on Triangle Drive behind the Bonner Mall. Their ASC Certified Master Mechanics can help keep your equipment on the road. Open weekdays from 7 to 5 and Saturdays from 7 to 1. Brown's Northside Machine and Gear.
Sandpoint Superdrug is conveniently open 7 days a week with all the essentials you need. Stop by their pharmacy, immune support area, nutrition center, or shop for household and hardware items. You can always call ahead to order your prescriptions online. They have in-store pickup, free in-town delivery, and curbside pickup. In their expanded hardware department, you'll find the things that you need for all of your home projects. Ask about their contractor discounts. Sandpoint Superdrug is here to help. Located on 5th Avenue in Sandpoint.
Selkirk's Pondere Transit is your convenient and free local bus transportation. Hop on the spot stop nearest you. Hours are 6:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. with 40 stops 7 days per week serving Dover, Sandpoint, Kootenai, and Pondere. The map, schedule, and live bus tracking is available at spotbus.org. They are following FTA cleaning guidelines, keeping spot passengers and drivers safe. Again, visit spotbus.org to see spot schedules, map, and bus tracker. Selkirk's Pondere Transit is your convenient and free local bus transportation. See you on spot.
You know, summertime is upon us, and now would be the perfect time to dress your windows with beautiful and practical custom blinds by Hunter Douglas. Hello, Don Thomas here for Selkirk Glass and Cabinets, and I'd like to invite you to stop by and see all of the possibilities on display in our showroom gallery here at Selkirk Glass and Cabinets. From Roman shades to the silhouette applications, you'll love all the light diffusing designs. And when it comes to protecting the inside of your home from the sun's damaging UV rays, Hunter Douglas is the industry leader and has been for over 60 years. Serena and Emma will be ready to assist you in selecting the perfect options for your home and inform you of the factory incentives available through Hunter Douglas. Selkirk Glass and Cabinets also offers you interest-free financing and professional installation services. Now would be the perfect time to dress your windows with beautiful custom blinds by Hunter Douglas. So if you'd like to bring a stylish yet practical change to the inside of your home, then team up with us here at Selkirk Glass and Cabinets. That's the place to go.
Hey, Kevin, thinking about saving for retirement?
Yeah, but how do I start?
It's easy with Avo, a retirement coach. Let's learn the Avo bet. A's for taking action.
Not anxiety?
No, Kevin, you're going to be fine.
You sick?
Barely. V is for variety.
Huh, change up my strategy. Okay.
O's for optimize your savings.
Let Avo lead the way.
Visit aceyourretirement.org today. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
KBFI, KSPT, North Idaho's radio.
All right, that is correct. We are North Idaho's radio. Again, you can check us out any old time at northidahoradio.com. We are streaming live. And Ricky, back over to you. You have Josh on the phone. It's your summer refreshing drink top 10.
Yes, thank you. Josh, we're at your number 9.
Number 9.
Yeah.
And can you guys hear me all right? I stepped outside of the office.
Oh, actually, you sound great.
Okay.
Let's check with our engineer. He says you sound good.
He gave two thumbs up.
Okay, thumbs up. Good to know. number 9, good old fashioned gin and tonic. Good,
nice one.
Clean, refreshing. Mm-hmm. Just like a gin and tonic. It's a nice summer drink out on the boat, or really, really wherever. I'm not too picky about the location of any of these beverages, but.
That was my grandpa Witty's favorite drink. I drank it at his funeral, and that was the one and only time that I drank gin and tonics.
The one and only time I had gin and tonics, I was 21. I'll never forget it. We drank way too many, and I haven't had one since. Wow. That was 100 years ago.
You're old. You look good, man. It's a classic drink, though. Gin is one of the oldest liquors. I'm just really picky about my gin.
Horrible.
I'm very picky about it.
Ugh.
Number nine is a tie. Kind of like a gin and tonic. I really like a whiskey and soda in the summer because I like whiskey. I like the flavor of it. Mm. But in the summer, it's a little too warming. So I like to water down with a bit of soda. But that's also tied with a nice rosé because it's, again, like a very summertime drink. I like wine, like red wine in the winter, but then a rosé in the summer just on a boat, like you said, or, you know, in my living room or wherever. It's just very refreshing and delicious.
On a boat or in my living room.
Yeah.
Or like, probably your bed. I mean, whatever works, really. You know?
Right, exactly. Yeah. And let's be real.
No, you just said it like it's sort of the same, the boat and the living room.
It's all the same, really, when you're drinking.
Oh, was that so? That was nine and eight. Are you pulling the fast one? Or is
no,
that
I just tied
three?
Those for number nine. There was two number nines.
Okay. Josh, you probably never heard this show before, but Ricky makes up her own rules. She even makes up names of movies and movie stars and just totally fictitious
stuff.
He's just
never heard of anything. It's a whole thing.
Anyway.
I played cards with her. She likes to do that.
I beat you at cards, BT Dubs. You're number eight.
Number eight, actually, it's relatively new to my overall list. It was a homemade, a friend of mine made a homemade lemon and hibiscus ginger kombucha.
Whoa.
And it was just a delight.
Interesting that you would put delight and kombucha in the same sentence.
Yeah, well, yeah, I don't want to get into that with you right now, but, you know.
So I've never tried it. For anybody who hasn't in our listening area, what is kombucha?
Gross.
It comes from the SCOBY. It's actually, if you want to like break it down, it's basically like you're eating the droppings from this organism that you can sprinkle flavoring on the top of it. It eats that, and then what it lets go is what
you mean what it excretes.
Yes.
Yeah, excretes. That's the probiotic. The probiotic properties is like, it's a twofer. It's delicious, plus it's very healthy for
you. It tastes like vinegar, and you're drinking bacteria poop.
No. No, it's nothing like that for anyone that's listening. Go make your own judgment call on this one, and definitely don't listen to basically anything that Ricky just said.
Well, it's been nice having you on the show.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm going to make the call and just say, nope, that's not getting on my lips.
Yeah, nope. No. Good one. Yeah, that was
great. I'm sure a lot of people like it.
Yeah, it has very good digestive qualities. I will give you that.
Okay.
People eat oysters too. It's kind of gross. Yeah.
Yeah. My number eight is not as healthy of a choice. It is the affogato, which is vanilla or any flavor ice cream with shots of espresso poured over it.
Is that a beverage though? That is. You know, the ratio of liquid to ice cream, I don't know if it really correlates, but I'll give it to you.
I'm going to argue that the root beer float is not much different.
The liquid ratio, you think about getting a 20, you're getting a proper root beer float, in my opinion, at least in 16-ounce cup.
Right.
You're going couple scoops of ice cream. I don't want to stack that thing with ice cream and then pour root beer. I want to have a couple scoops. Nice. The liquid outweighs the solids. I can't say the same for.
It's not
the
same for an affogato, but you do technically drink the espresso out of the cup.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm saying. I think it counts.
I'm going to settle this debate and say, well, Josh, is this your show?
It isn't.
Well, I guess you could argue that it is today because you are a guest host.
Sure.
But no, let's just move on. We'll call it a tie.
Okay. We'll just agree to disagree on number eight. What's your number seven then?
Number seven, a nice cerveza.
Ooh,
just a nice crisp, clean Mexican lager.
Mm-hmm.
Really enjoy it. It's a great treat. Even might dare to throw in a lime wedge.
Nice.
To enjoy.
Yeah, big fan of that. I've recently just tried Corona with lime, and it was delicious. I get why people do that.
And it's on sale because...
Yeah, because nobody wants it.
Wait, you just now tried Corona with lime? You know, they were like... The lime was invented to put on Corona.
I'm new to the beer game. You know this. But also, McDuff's has a really good Mexican lager, or cerveza, if you will, I believe.
Oh, it's I'm obviously a big fan of McDuff's, always have been. It's the single best beer they've ever made.
Wow.
And yeah, La Cerveza, wow. They have it. It was one summer, and then they discontinued it in the fall, and somebody sitting in this room had a fit about it, and now it's one of their top-selling beers. The Corona, by the way, looking at the best-selling beers in America, is number 6.
Wow.
It's probably actually, that's last year's stats, probably going up because of the sale prices in the last 3 or 4 months.
Nice.
It's funny to me if people could relate to that. Oh, it's a coronavirus.
Well, people.
No,
are,
it's Corona beer.
I say this constantly. People are idiots. not our listeners, though, of course.
Oh, no.
And my number 7 is, it's sort of a version of the famous old school cocktail called a Ricky. I like a vodka Ricky. Of course, which is vodka, soda water, a little bit of lime juice, and cucumber slices. But I just make cucumber-flavored soda water and put that in it, and it is delicious.
Yep.
Yep. See, no argument there.
I'm going to go back to Coronas.
okay.
The vodka Ricky.
Mm-hmm.
Is that really a thing, or did you just make that up?
No, it's a real thing. It's spelled incorrectly. It's spelled R-I-C-K-Y. It's spelled the other Ricky. Yeah.
Like Ricky Ricardo. Ricky.
Exactly.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. What's next?
Number 6.
Number 6. I've got a mojito.
Good one.
The fact that the reason it made the list is the fact that just moved into a spot with some readily available culinary mint growing.
Yes.
It really makes it full. It just completes the whole drink when you can go out and harvest your own mint mix it up.
So, Josh, you have mint growing in your yard. Is it in the ground or in a pot?
It's grown in the ground. Yeah. It's
wild mint.
Okay, you've got to keep that under control. I have learned in the last 3 years. I didn't plant it on purpose. It just showed up in my garden. I thought, oh, it smells good. That's so cute. Yeah. But it is taking over.
Yeah.
It is very, I mean, it's aggressive. It goes under sidewalks, comes out on the other side. You got to watch that stuff. Unless you drink a lot of mojitos.
Maybe we will. Challenge accepted. my number 6, is that where we're at? 6.
Yeah.
Is, again, a non-alcoholic. It's watermelon juice.
Watermelon juice.
Yes. If you haven't had it, it is hands down, watermelon and cantaloupe both have delicious juices. There was a taco stand near my house in LA that had watermelon and cantaloupe juice, and it was so amazingly refreshing and delicious. It's just hands down the best fruit juice that you could possibly have.
And Josh and I have neither one of us have even heard of it.
I mean, I've drank the juice, like if I slice the melon, it's in a container, there's juice that occurs in the bottom of it, and it is delicious, but I can't say that I've ever bought from the store watermelon juice, but sounds great. I have no complaints.
It's because they don't sell it in stores.
Not here, anyway.
interesting. So do you want to take our break now? You want to do your number 5? It's up to you.
I think we could let's squeeze our number 5s in.
Sounds good.
Joshy?
Moscow Mule.
Ooh, good one. You're pulling them out now.
Yeah. I think he's having
a Moscow Mule right now.
it's a great summertime drink.
Yeah.
And I'm a big fan of ginger and alcohol. So.
Ginger, lime, vodka, what can go wrong?
Exactly.
So I've seen you, Ricky, drinking those at Trinity at City Beach on a summer afternoon out on the deck. And they have in those little, like, brass...
Copper
cups. Is that a thing? I mean, does other places have it, or is that just Trinity?
A proper mule should be in a copper mug.
And why is this?
The rules.
I think the properties of the copper affect the overall taste that you get from the beverage.
That makes sense.
Something happens there.
Yeah. I'm also really particular.
Yeah.
I'm also particular about being ginger beer and not ginger ale in it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Huge. Yeah. Has to be a ginger beer. And then, at the end of the day, it looks nice too.
Yeah.
So it's in a copper cup, and it's ginger beer and what?
Lime and vodka.
Lime, yep.
And vodka. Moscow. Oh, so it's hence the Moscow.
Yeah.
Moscow.
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 Yeah. Mule. Maybe a little sprig of mint in there, too.
Oh, I have mint in my yard.
Fancy. So do we. My number five, really quick before the break, this will not take much explanation, is beer.
Any type.
All the beer.
Yeah.
I mean, not any type. I'm going to save the porters and stouts for colder weather.
Yep.
But basically, I was trying to think of, like, I really do like a good lager. Like, I'm a big Kokanee fan in the summer. But then I also went through all summer drinking nothing but Bubble Stash, like the IPA. You know, kind of a lighter, brighter beer usually, but I just, there's, you know, you just get a cold beer in your hand. You're on a boat, you're floating in a tube, you're sitting on the beach in your backyard, in your bed, wherever.
I can't tell you, Ricky, as your father, how proud I am of you that after all these years, because she never, ever drank beer until a year and a half ago, we went to Ireland and spent a month traveling around, and there were a couple nights she outdrank me. I was like, man, that's my kid.
I think you'd have something to worry about if you went to Ireland and she came back and she still didn't like beer.
No. Well, you have to taste the Guinness in Ireland and all of, you know, the imports. You know, Heineken is so different than the Heineken we get here. It's just delicious. So, in fact, I'm going to run out to the store and get some Guinness and Heineken and then rush back and we will complete Ricky's top 10. We have Josh Volkman with us on the phone, obviously, and Ricky's top 10 favorite, most refreshing summer beverages. That'll continue here on NorthIdahoRadio.com right after this.
Are you looking for a contractor for home projects like remodels or renovations? Or someone to do some handyman work to clear some tasks from your honey-do list? Call Real Estate Rescue today to get a bid for your upcoming project. We're available 7 days a week, and we can get started right away. Visit our website at realestaterescue208.com or call us now at 208-265-9051. That's Real Estate Rescue in Sandpoint, 208-265-9051.
Attention anglers, can you identify bull trout? Bull trout can have pink or orange spots on the body and white on the leading edge of their fins. They have no black spots on their dorsal fin. Remember, no black, put it back. You must release all bull trout. For practice identifying trout on the internet, type in bull trout education and click on the online bull trout ID test. Please help bull trout recovery in the Clark Fork Ponderay Basin. This has been brought to you by Avista, Idaho Council of Trout Unlimited, Idaho Fish and Game, and Montana Fish, Wildlife and Parks.
Flex those four-legged friends with daily stimulating activity. Your canine needs at least 60 minutes of exercise each day to maintain a healthy mind and body. Just like humans, physical activity actually helps dogs burn off nervous energy and reduce anxiety, making a calm and happy friend. Social interaction, food puzzles, and toys are other ways to create emotional wellness, and when your pet is happy, we tend to enjoy each other even more. Call us to learn more about how you can enrich your furry friend's life. North Idaho Animal Hospital, the only fear-free certified veterinary hospital in North Idaho.
Does your furry friend have a sixth sense on the day of his veterinary visit? Does he have white coat disease? Do the howls from the cat carrier send you into complete anxiety while you drive safely down the highway? Fear no more. We have all kinds of tricks up our sleeve to make your hospital visit calm and perhaps even fun. At North Idaho Animal Hospital, we try to take the pet out of petrified. Before you leave your home, call us for ideas on how to make the next visit a dream coming true. North Idaho Animal Hospital, the only fear-free certified veterinary hospital in North Idaho.
By now, you've probably heard people around town saying good things about North Idaho Collision Repair Center, but you may not know exactly where they're located. You can find them at 148 David Thompson Drive, which is about a mile and a half north of Bonner's Ferry. Just go to the top of the North Hill and take the next left after the landfill, right by the Homestead Coffee Shop. You'll find North Idaho Collision Repair Center directly across from Bear Auto. If you haven't stopped in before, you're in for a real treat as you learn more about their state-of-the-art collision center. North Idaho Collision Repair Center is equipped with a Blotherm booth and is the home of the most modern paint facility within 1,000 miles. They also have a frame straightening machine that will get the job done with laser accuracy. And their factory-trained and ICAR certified technicians will restore your vehicle to pre-accident condition. You can find them at 148 David Thompson Drive. Make the trip just a mile and a half north of Bonner's Ferry today and discover a local gem, North Idaho Collision Repair Center.
North Idaho's Radio, KSPT and KBFI.
All right. We are back. I'm Bob Woody, by the way, along with Ricky. Ricky's top 10 for this week, top 10 summer drinks. And I had looked up online while we were talking, one of these online lists of top 10 beverages in the United States. And I was shocked to see that number one is Coca-Cola after all these years.
Wow.
Then Googled things you can do with Coca-Cola. And this is kind of eye-opening. You can clean your toilet.
Gross.
Your grout. You know, on your in your kitchen or whatever, you can clean that. It'll melt nails. Everybody's done that science experiment in high school or whatever. You drop a nail in a Coke and let it sit there for a week and it's gone.
Wow.
You can polish silverware. You can clean copper surfaces, pennies, things like that. And having heard all that, you would still drink it?
Yeah.
It's like, imagine what it's doing in your stomach. Just,
that's amazing.
Just a thought. But we're going to change the subject and get to Josh's number four. Well, favorite summer beverage?
Number four, I've got a cucumber vodka soda.
Nice.
With a slice of lime.
I like it. I mean,
tried and true, simple.
It's like basically like the thing. Ricky. Yeah.
With the sliced cucumber in the bubbly machine that we have. It can be beat because it's number four, but it's good.
You have a bubble machine? You like Lawrence Welk had a bubble machine?
Yes. No, it's like Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Yeah. That's like the Lawrence Welk bubble machine.
It's a Soda Stream.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm,
yep.
That's a great one. I totally agree. My number four, we've already talked about as well, is the old RBF, little root beer float action.
Oh.
Yeah. Can't beat it. Classic summer drink.
RBF, isn't that the name of a local band?
That's
Right Front Burner.
Yeah.
RFB.
RFB.
It's close. It's very close.
Yep.
So any particular flavor of root beer or brand?
Yes, I'm very particular. I only drink A&W.
That's a good choice.
Thank you.
It is the best.
Thank you.
When I was in high school, there was a A&W root beer right across the street.
Cute.
After football practice, whatever, first thing. And this big cone of root beer.
Wow.
There's something about it.
I think you ought to give Miller's root beer a chance. If you at least just try it out.
And Miller's Country Store that's here in San
Francisco? Miller's Country Store.
Oh.
Yeah, they've got really delicious root beer floats, and now that I'm thinking about it, I might even substitute root beer for like a birch beer.
Really interesting.
Another local root beer, which is pretty hard to beat, it's a little different, is McDuff's makes their own root beer.
They do.
It's pretty freaking good.
Well, and if we're talking about substituting root beer, it's also very good, an orange soda float with vanilla ice cream. It tastes like a creamsicle, or even ginger ale is really good with ice cream.
Most things are good with ice cream.
It's true.
Tricky.
True. That was mine. Josh, you're number three.
Number three. Where am I?
Number three.
Tequila soda.
Oh, nice one.
Just with another thing of lime. You know,
yeah.
Simple. Really refreshing.
Simple. Goes delicious.
Any particular tequila?
Well, for the tequila soda, I'm a little less particular. I actually have two tequila drinks that I'm going to get to. The other tequila drinks, I am partial
specific
to one brand. This, yeah. Nothing bottom shelf. Tornitos.
Good,
delicious tequila.
It's usually as basic as I get when I drink tequila. My number three is a little basic as well. It is a hard claw. Which is my nickname for White Claw. But I also just drink any of those seltzer soda, like a, you know, Truly or whatever. There's like million different brands now that make them. But a good classic hard seltzer in the summer is just my go-to, you know, afternoon sipping beverage.
Mm-hmm.
Number two.
Iced Americano.
Ooh,
four shots of espresso over ice with just a splash of cream.
Mm-hmm.
Really great way to start your day. I recommend it.
Here's my thing about that. I can only drink hot coffee in the morning. I have to have one cup of hot coffee, and then I can go to an iced coffee after that. But it just doesn't work the same for me in the morning. Like, I don't know. I can't do iced coffee right away.
When it doesn't work for you, like the caffeine doesn't kick in, or the
I like that hot bitter black coffee in the morning. Something about it, and the iced coffee is too. It's not strong enough.
It doesn't sound good to me first thing in the morning.
Yeah.
I think it's just like getting back to being old. Just so used to having that hot cup of coffee first thing is like, oh,
exactly.
That's good. So yeah,
typically, do you start out with a traditional cup of coffee, mm-hmm. pour over in the morning, or French press, and then this is like my, like once I'm activated and moving around,
exactly.
one of the coffee shops and pick up a nice Americano.
Yeah, little pro tip on that: freeze some leftover French press coffee in ice cube trays, and then when the ice melts in your iced coffee, it doesn't dilute it.
Love it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good one.
Thank you. My number two, is, and I'm sure you're going to talk about this next too, is it's a made-up drink by the Shook Twins. It's called a Radley Kloon. It is a Stiegel Radler mixed with George Clooney's tequila, Casamigos.
I love it.
It's so good. It is like the number one boat drink of all time. It's really good.
When you get your bang for your buck, because you're throwing in... your mixer also has alcohol in it.
Exactly.
And then you put the tequila on top, and beautiful.
It's beautiful.
So what was the first part of that?
It's a Stiegel Radler. A Radler is beer and grapefruit juice, traditionally. And Stiegel is the one from Austria. It's like the original Radler. And you can get it at Idaho Poor Authority in downtown Sandpoint.
So then you invite George Clooney over and he brings tequila for you?
Yeah, because the Shook Twins are famous like that.
Yep.
Wow.
No, he has a brand of tequila that's his, Casamigos. So we call it Clooney tequila, therefore Radley Kloon.
Is his own brand of tequila actually like a top shelf tequila, or is it
very
just
good tequila?
Oh, it is.
Yeah. Yeah, last summer, Josh and I threw Lori Shook a birthday party, and Radley Kloons were the drink of choice for about 15 hours straight.
Yeah.
It was a pretty epic day.
Yeah, I'm sure that I've drinking tequila before. I just don't remember. I just don't.
Funny how that works.
And, I do remember not feeling well later, but... Anyway, we're down to our number one.
Look at us and our time use. We're being very efficient today. All right, what's your number one there?
Yeah, Radley Kloon.
Nice.
Oh,
got a special spot in my heart. Yeah, I foresaw this happening. There was going to be a little bit of layover.
Yeah.
So do you have George Clooney come over, or are you more like Julia Roberts or something like that?
You know, I'd take either if they're hand delivering a bottle of Casamigos. Yeah. If George, if you're listening to this, I'm a big fan here at tequila. I suppose that Julia would also that would work out.
I mean, that'd be fine.
I would drink tequila with her.
Anyone from the cast of Ocean's 11, I would. If they came over with a bottle of tequila, I'd be like, oh yeah, come on in. Mm-hmm. You know, COVID be darned.
But
you didn't just say that. Ricky, you're number one.
Thank you for asking. My number one is, of course, a vodka drink. It is a classic cocktail, the vodka gimlet. With most of my favorite drinks, it is vodka and lime, basically. It's like a martini with lime juice. It's very good. Done correctly, it is really easy to drink. Super, super cold. Martini. I like it up instead of on the rocks. Classic vodka gimlet is just unbeatable on a hot summer afternoon.
You drink it slow?
Sure, yeah.
Pour it in your kombucha?
Yeah. Kombucha.
Kombucha, kombucha. It's a song you sit around the campfire at night singing, right?
Yeah.
Or something like that.
That was a really good try.
Anyway, Josh, thanks for joining us today. It was a lot of fun. Ricky and I were actually talking during the break. We need to have you on the show more often.
Yeah.
And we'll come up some more subjects for you could be our world-renowned guest host.
Yeah, this is the problem when you're a good guest. You get roped into doing a bunch more shows with us. So.
Yeah, I appreciate it. It was a blast. It was a blast. It was good to be here, there.
Yeah.
Well, thanks.
But I appreciate you. Anytime.
Good. Of course, appreciate you taking... time out of your busy schedule, too.
And we know that you do it because it pays so well. Anyway, we are that's it for today. Ricky's Top 10. Josh Volkman has been our guest. I'm back in here tomorrow for North Idaho Thursday. I'll have Ryan Wells from Sandpoint Elks Club and Travis Thompson from A&P's Bar and Grill. That's tomorrow, but that's it for today. I'm Bob Witte, and we'll see you later.
K246CU, 1450 KBFI, Bonners Ferry, 1400 KSPT Sandpoint, a Blue Sky Broadcasting radio station.
From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Nationwide, new coronavirus cases are returning to highs not seen since the peak.